page Lamed Dalad. So the Maral was telling us that the Rebbeinu Shlom created everything. Everything was created in this world together with all that it needs to fulfill its task, to fulfill its shlichus, its mission in this world. And nothing is lacking. And therefore the fact that the human being, unlike animals, that the human being is constantly struggling, and that the human being feels a sense of tsar, of anguish, having to go to work, benafsha yovi lachmo, and having to invest spiritual energy into that task of earning a living and providing for a family, is an indication that physical labor, even sophisticated physical labor, even jobs that require a great amount of training and intellect, nevertheless it cannot be that being a tailor, being a carpenter, lawyer, or a doctor, whatever it might be, it can't be that those are the pu'ulos, those are the activities that will bring man to a state of shleimus. We spoke about this at length, and again, for those who weren't here, it'd be kedai to listen to the first two tapes, because we're in the middle of the parak. So the Maral explained, therefore the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are pu'ulos elokiyos. Those are actions that are geared towards bringing the Jew towards his perfection. And I mentioned last week that we're going to talk about this now, that sof kol sof, non-Jews have mitzvahs as well, right? This is Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So what we're going to learn now, till the end of the parak basically, is one of the most profound and one of the most fundamental explanations of that clarity of Ben Yisrael La'amim. What does it mean, the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew? So on page Lamed Dalet, and the Maral explains on the left-hand column, Amnam kol hamin mibnei adam, eifshe sheyushavim kulam b'maylas nafshon. Now what the Maral says here would be considered to be heresy nowadays, since now everybody is equal and everybody is so happy being equal to everybody else. But the Maral says it cannot be. Listen to the words. It is impossible that all human beings should be equal. So much for the Constitution, right? The Declaration of Independence. It's impossible that all minim of human beings should be equal. Now, he doesn't really go into that here, and I said that when there are notes that we need, footnotes that we must learn, so in this discussion tonight, we're going to use quite a bit of the footnotes, because the Maral over here is Makatzer. He's brief. So look at footnote 46. Yesod Nafut B'Sifrei Maral. This is a very important principle that's spoken often of in the Maral. K'mayshe Kosa B'Gvurus Hashem Perek Hei. The Maral writes in Gvurus Hashem, V'im Tishal V'lomaloi Tiyeh B'riyas Avram Bilvad. And if you would ask, the Maral says, why did the Rebbeinu Shlom have to make this whole confusing world? Why do we need it? If the tachlis, you want to have an Avram Avinu and you'd like to produce a race of perfected beings, let's leave it at that. Loi mechoch mashalta also. Samar says it's not an intelligent question. Ki advarim ha'elu yidum ba'atzmam. It's known, it's self-evident. Here it's self-evident that all men are not created equal, right? He says, "Kilei baruch Hakadosh Baruch Hu es Avram bilvad ba'olam, machmes chisaron hamekabel." The Maral says, "Remember, the klal gadol is that this world was created incomplete. This is not a perfected world. The Rebbeinu Shlom created the world. Asher bara Elokim la'asayis means that the Rebbeinu Shlom created a world la'asayis for man to complete, or." In the more of a Hasidish style, the Yismach Moshe said, "Nasa Odom." When it says in Pasuk, "By the creation of man, let us make man," Nasa Odom. So Yismach Moshe said that the Rebbeinu Shlom was turning to man himself, and still does, and says, "Nasa Odom, let us make man." The Rebbeinu Shlom said, "I'll give you the raw materials, and you make yourself into a mensch." And that's the tachlis of creation. Let us make man. So the world is incomplete. So therefore the Maral says, Machmas chisarna makabel, shal yitachin liyais makabel ha-pu'ula shleima. Lekach nimshach el ha'olul chisarna, that this world is not the end of the story. This is not the, therefore this is a world of chisarnas. Ki b'riyas ha'olam hazeh, ein b'mitziyuso ha'shleimas b'kula. This world has, its potential, it has enormous potential. The world has enormous potential, but the purpose of creation was that man should be able to carry himself to a higher madrega, that man should be able to actualize this potential. K'mayish yitimtza ha'odam ha'shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, if you see man himself, take a look at man himself. K'mayish yitimtza ha'odam ha'shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yesh b'chelik m'meno dover nechbad hu ha'seichel. Now, even within the human being himself, in one person, there is part of the human being, there is that part of the human being that is nechbad, that is what? That is great, that is exalted, that is honored, and that's the mind, the seichel. So you should say, the Baruch Shalom should have just created brains, since that's the part that's nechbad. So why didn't So the Maharal is saying, so Chacham, why don't you ask the same person who wants to know why couldn't there only be this one race of perfected beings? So why don't you ask better? Why bother even having, if you want to have a master race, or if you want to have this superior race alone, so why bother with the legs and the arms and the rest of it? Because within that master race, that's unnecessary. It seems to be extraneous to man's greatness. So he says, why don't you ask, why didn't the Baruch Shalom just make the human being sichli, spiritual, or make him with this intellect, without physical? That's not a human being. That's not a human being. Like the Kotsky used to say, it says in Pasuk in Mishpatim, Anshe Kodesh Tiyumli. Be men of holiness. Kotsky, you know, in his usual disdainful way, said, the Baruch Shalom has enough malachim. He doesn't need you. He doesn't need more angels. He's got plenty of them. The Chacham is had to be a man of holiness, right? To be a human being who's holy. So man, this is not the madrega of a man. Shehe shalom kolkach, shehe kula sichli. That this is not what the Baruch Shalom wanted. The Baruch Shalom wanted a bal bechira, a man who would struggle and make choices. Therefore, man is caught in that dichotomy between the seichel. You know, he's a sulamutzavar. There's part of him that's ascending to the highest heights, and there's part of him that's descending to the lowest depths. Then he writes, it's true, in part of man, in other words, man in the totality of the human form, there is much that man shares in common with an animal, as we spoke about last week. You could be someone that's the most sophisticated thinker in the world. And if your students, I don't mean to sound crass, but if your students would be with you and you have to take care of your physical needs, so it makes no difference if you're Aristotle or if you're Immanuel Kant. When you go into the bathroom, you're the same as everybody else. You'll excuse me. So there is that part of a human being that resembles an animal. However, there is a part of the human being, the thoughts, the mind, the heart, and so on, that are transcendent. And since we know a klal, that whatever you find in the world, you find in the human being himself. That the human being is the microcosm of all that exists. So if in the human form we find that the Baruch Shalom chose to create a human being, well, there will be a part of him, a small part of him, that's refined, right? That's refined and that's it's capable of grasping God. So too in the world, there are toes, there are fingers, there are arms, there are legs, and there's the heart, like the Rabbi Yehuda Levi spoke of the Jewish people, right? There's the heart of existence, there's the mind of existence. And even within Klai Yisrael, as it's explained by Riches and Tanya, that even within the Jewish people, the Kaimus Ha'odam, the Tzadikim are called the eyes, the Ein Ha'eda, the Rosh, and then you have the Pshutei Am, the final generation before Mashiach is called what? Ikvis of the Mashiach, the ache of the heel. And so we have the entire form of man as a reflection of all of history. So he says, therefore he says, the same thing when it comes to the human being himself. He says, the world in Gansen, in its entirety, is not perfect. That's not how Hashem made it. That's not what Hashem wanted. Hashem created the world in such a way that part of the world, a piece of the world, is in the ballpark of Shleimus, has the capacity to reach a level of Shleimus. But the large majority of the world does not. And if the Rebbeinu Shlomo would have just created Avraham Avinu and his descendants, right? If Hashem would have just created Avraham Avinu v'Zaroi, Hayim Adreges Ha'olam Hazeh Shukulay Shalom, it would have been a world just of brains. It would have been a world without any extremities, without anything outside of the essence. V'ine Zehu Inyan Avraham V'Uma Hanivcheres Shehem Chalokim. Therefore, the truth is that Avraham Avinu and his children are only a small part of this world, a small part that has an unbelievable influence over the entire world, just like the brain has an unproportional influence over the entire body and the life of the person. V'ev shemibilti ha'umas. He says, however, the Jewish people also cannot exist without the rest of the world, just like Hashem made it that the brain cannot exist without the body and cannot function in a healthy way. This portion that's called Yisrael, the Jewish people, is Chelek Hashem. This is the Chelek Hashem. Kedachsiv, as it's written, Ki Chelek Hashem Amoy Yaakov Chevel Nachalasa. We're not just talking here about the chosenness of the Jewish people. The Maral is not making any apologies. The Maral sees the entire world as one great organism. And he sees the Jewish people as the heart, as the mind of all creation. Nonetheless, the heart and the mind cannot exist independent of the body alone. And the shleimus of the same way that the shleimus of the body depends upon a healthy mind, and the mind functioning in accordance to the koiches that it was granted, so too, ultimately, the Jewish people have the unique responsibility and the koiches to perfect the world. And that's their tachlis in the Bria. So now, back on top. Therefore, there are chilukim adregis. You see now that note was... We couldn't do without that note. There are chilukim adregis. There are different madregis, the Maral says, in the world. There are different levels of human beings. That does not entitle, God forbid, he never says, chas v'chalil, that it entitles anybody to look down upon, to humiliate, or to degrade anybody that's created B'Tselem Elokim. That's not what it means. But there are chilukim adregis. Even though in general human beings resemble each other, there's slight differences maybe in color and in certain physical features, there are some differences, but human beings are human beings. So he says, however, einam shovim b'meshiyesh chelik mehem yoyser elokim zulosam. Internally, there's a difference. That there's a part of this world, there's a species of human beings who possess a greater measure of godliness than the others. Kama ishi yadua, as it's known. Look at footnote 47. L'shoyne b'sef Gurus Hashem. In Hilchas Yayin Nesach, he has at the end of Gurus Hashem an amazing little kuntras on the Isra of Yayin Nesach. He writes over there, Hinei dov yadua. He says it's known that even though the Jewish people and the nations of the world they resemble each other. In other words, in that part of life that is open, that is revealed and known, the Jewish people and the nations of the world resemble each other. They have much in common. Hath the Jew not eyes, right? Human beings are human beings. However, to say that there is no distinction, there is no difference in that inner life, between what? Between Yisrael of Ha'umas, between the Jewish people and nations of the world, that can't be. Vaf, and even Chachma Ha'umas, even the wise men of the world. Moidim is that they admit Sheyesh L'umas Mechulokais, that there are differences between nations. L'kol Achas V'Achas Mazel B'fnei Atzmai. And different umays, different nations have different koiches, different kishroines. Va'onu ein toilum achilik hazeh b'mazel v'gagal. However, the difference is as follows. Whereas those wise men from the nations of the world believe that these distinctions between people are the result of the mazolus and the kechavim, have to do with constellations, with mazolus and so on. That's not what we believe. Aval onu aimim sheyesh l'kol Uma, the Uma, Sar Miuchan. There is a certain spiritual root and source. That's what it means, a Sar Miuchan. There's a certain spiritual root and source to each and every nation. That's what we find in the Gemara that the Rebbe Shlomo went and asked the Sar of Yishmael, the Sar of Esav, and so on. Every nation has its spiritual root and source, which is manifested in the form of a Malach, in the form of the angel of Yishmael, the angel of Esav. But it means the Sher is the root of that Koyach. K'mayshin Iskar, because of Sar Paris, Sar Yovan, and so on, we see in Daniel. Harekia umas devekim bekoyach miyuchad, v'Yisrael devekim bekoyach kadosh. That means, whereas the nations of the world draw their sustenance, their spiritual energy, from what? From a malach, from something that's called a sar, which in our understanding now is some sort of an intermediary or a shliach, a messenger. The Jewish people are devekim bekoyach kadosh. The Jewish people draw their life source, their energy, their mitzias, who Hashem is Baruch, from the Ribbono Shalom. Ashehiv del oisim and ha'amim v'lokchem elav, that the Ribbono Shalom has distinguished us from the nations and brought us to Him. Vein sofik ki yesh l'umas hachone pnimis, shayidei oisah hachone mukhonu lezdabik b'koyach shalom. There's no question at all that the nations of the world can perfect themselves in that area that they were predisposed to perfection. They can reach great levels of perfection. V'yesh l'Yisrael hachone pnimis. The difference is as follows. Is the hachone, the inclination or the predisposition of the nations of the world is to reach some sort of some level of perfection within the realm of this world. Whatever that means. And that could mean some wonderful things. That could mean some wonderful things. However, when it comes to Yisrael, he says, "V'yesh Yisrael hachana pnimis shal yedei oisa hachana devekim by Yisborah." That the Jewish people alone have this hachana pnimis to be completely attached to Hashem. Lekach afim kol bnei odem is damim medvarm hamurgashim machitzanim. Therefore, even if you'll show me that the Jewish people look exactly like some other people, and they function physically and they seem in many ways to resemble, there are worlds apart in that that's called the Koyach HaPnimi. That's, by the way, Rav Huttner explains that Davke, the Seir LaShem, are coming up to Yom Kippur, is that the Seir LaShem and the Seir LaZozel, that all of you know, that Al Pi the Mishnah, that the Seir LaShem and the Seir LaZozel have to resemble each other completely in every respect, right? They have to resemble each other. They appeared as twins. It was very hard to distinguish between them. However, one would be thrown to Azazel, and the other one would be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. The fact that there's a similarity, a physical similarity between Yaakov and Esav, means that the chiluk between them is a chiluk pnimi ve'eloki. It's an inner distinction that only the Kohen Hashem, the one who has those eyes to understand, can realize that there's one of them that belongs. There's one of them that's tossed off the side of the mountain, and the other one that's brought closest to Hashem. And therefore, sometimes the fact that there are things that resemble each other in an external form means that in order to come to realize the difference between them, one really has to penetrate to the depths. So therefore, very often this has happened. You know, you'll find people that will say, you know, I don't know, I deal with Jews and I have a lot of problems, and when I wasn't religious, I had much fewer problems with non-Jews, and I find this to be like that, and so on. These are chilukim. This is tragic. There's no question about it, that we're not making any excuses for even the external mischief of our people, and it's forbidden, it's a chil Hashem, it's a desecration of the Rebbeinu Shlomo's name, but were one to descend to the depths of even that mischievous Jew who is doing things he shouldn't be doing, and we're one to descend to the depths of the most refined the most refined non-Jew, if one could do that, one would discover the chiluk that Maral is talking about. Even though on the outside you would say, I don't see anything great or wonderful about this person. So back on top.
Where does the ger fit in?
That's a good question. We're going to talk about that a lot. Where ger fits in. Ki hanavu, the Maral talks about gerus in this sefer a great deal, and we're going to get to it. Right after 47 on top. Ki hanavu of ruach hakodesh v'ashchin hayim yichadam bay. Therefore we find that Nevuah does not mean the Nevuah of Bilam. There is such a thing that could be, and I'm not getting into that whole sugya of Nevuah by the Umas HaOlam, where there could be for the purposes of Yisrael a temporary illumination, but the steady constant presence of prophecy and Ruach HaKadosh and the Shechinah Hayim yichadim by ha'am shabach by Hashem yisbarach. It is unique. These are uniquely Jewish characteristics. Mezula shar ha'amim akum that cannot be found by any of the nations of the world. Ve'ein sofik, next page. And there is no question at all. Ki ha'nevuah hachana b'nefesh ha'adam. Nevuah hachana b'nefesh ha'adam means that there's a certain quality that's called nevuah that a Jewish person alone has. Even us. Hanach lam Yisrael. Im lay neviim heim, b'nei neviim heim. You could believe that if a Jew is not a Navi himself, that he's the child of neviim. And that's explained in the Svarma Kedoshim, discussed in the Chovas HaTalmidim from Piazetzna, that Hanach lam Yisrael im lay neviim heim, b'nei neviim heim. Which the Gemara there is talking about, where there was a question of Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos, and it was a shayla with a knife, carrying the knife and so on, with the carbon pesach, not going into the gemara. So the psak din was, go take a look and go see what the yidden are doing. Go see what they're doing. Because what's araya, that what people are doing, even if they're not prophets, they're the children of prophets. So the Pizesna explains that a ben navi doesn't mean that I'm able to say nevuah. Certainly, in our days, we don't have Nevuah, and the Gemara in Bava Basra says that it was taken from us. So we don't have Nevuah. So what does it mean to be a Ben Navi? What does it mean? That the Jewish people have, it means that the Jewish people have an extremely sublime and mysterious inclination towards godliness. A Ben Navi is like, the Piazza says, like we use the word Ben Torah. What does it mean to be a Ben Torah? It doesn't mean that when you're in yeshiva, to be a Ben Torah in yeshiva, that's not such a chachma. Well, nowadays that's becoming a little bit of a chachma too. But the question is whether you're a Ben Torah, to see whether you're a Ben Torah, not in Bis Medrash, not in the middle of Shir that you're a Ben Torah, but what? 20 years later, and you're in some Aroiske Vafendike place somewhere, and you have, and you're surrounded by crazy things, and everything you're surrounded by is saying, come here, come this way. And at that moment, then the question is, are you a Ben Torah or not? So what does it mean, a Ben Torah? It doesn't mean you're a son of Torah. The same way when you're a Ben Bias. What does it mean you're a Ben Bias? A Ben Bias is not measured by how comfortable you are in the house. A Ben Bias means, we're going to know who your parents are when you're far away from home. Are you a Ben Where were you raised? Do you remember the people who raised you and how they acted, how they behaved in this world? That's something that's only going to be determined when you're far away from home. Same thing with a Ben Navi. A Ben Navi doesn't mean that you could say Nevuah. We don't have it now. We're waiting for it to come back. The question is, thousands of years later, when it comes to a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is it possible for a Jewish heart to be broken? Is it possible to be filled, even though you have everything that you need in this world, and you have a wonderful family, and you have a comfortable home, and parnasa, and to still feel totally tzibrachim? Is it possible to feel empty? Is it possible for a Jew who lives at home to still feel homesick, because he's not in Yerushalayim? That's only a Ben Navi. It means that there's a netiyas nefesh towards something greater, towards something deeper. If it's not used properly, then Jews can make the world in ganz meshuggah. If it's not used properly, that special koyach that a Jew has, because a Jew is almost doomed to greatness. The shaila is whether it's going to be great greatness or it's going to be destructive greatness. That's the shaila. The kepeda, there's a famous thing that there's a kepeda that the Chofetz Chaim had, a murdika kepeda. You know, there was a certain Jew that came to the Chofetz Chaim, and to discuss something with him. The Chofetz Chaim wouldn't even look at him. The Chofetz Chaim told him to leave. He wouldn't even, the Chofetz Chaim didn't allow him in the house. And nobody could believe such a thing. The Chofetz Chaim would treat someone that way. And the person was crying, and he came back in. He says, Rebbe, what did I ever do? What did I do? Chofetz Chaim says, what did you do? Because of you, there are 3 million Jews that are suffering, that are being killed, that are being oppressed every day. And he said, what? I don't know what you mean. I'm one of those Jews. I'm also a Jew that's being oppressed. I'm also part of this goals. I don't even know, Rebbe, what you mean. And the Chofetz Chaim said, you remember, many years ago, you were the Reish Kohel. You were one of the leaders of the community in such and such place. And you remember, that there was a boy in Cheder. There was a whole meeting of the leaders of the community because this boy was making everybody crazy in Cheder. And you remember that boy, that he was named Luyish, a boy, a genius of a boy, but it was very hard for the Rebbe to control him. And there was a large group of people that wanted to keep that boy in Cheder and to work with him, but you remember that you were the one, and you were very rich and forceful, that you were the one that had him thrown out. So he's thinking back, and he says, I remember it. And Chofetz Chaim says, you know who that boy was? That was labeled Trotsky. That was Trotsky. And you know that he could have been Harav HaGoyin of labeled Trotsky. That's who he could have been. He was such a genius. And now, because of you, there are 3 million Jews that are being oppressed and tortured because of Leibel Trotsky. No, it means that there's a Ben Navi, and if you look at a Jewish child in such a way, you have to be careful how you treat a Jewish kid. If you realize it, Lai Navi Hu Ben Navi Hu. A Ben Navi is a Hargosha Daka. It's a dakistic feeling that a Jew has for something that no matter what he gets in this world, it's never enough. So it's never enough could be interpreted in a physical way. Therefore, yesh leimana, right? It's a mezayim. It's never enough. But when it's mezgala, when it's revealed in its truest form, then he can never be satisfied with this world. He's looking for something else. He's a ben navi. So he says, ki anavu hachana benefesh ha'adam. There's only one nation in this world, and in this nation, every member of this nation has a hachana, has that koyach of nevuah. Asher boch Hashem isbarach, umizet tira ki ha'am hazeh hayayoyis and nafshem lekis mitzad hachana hazayis. That this nation possesses, and everyone in this nation has this nefesh ha'elekis, this godly soul, which gives them the ability to be Nevi'im. Let's look, we have to look at 49 and 50. Dugm Ladover. B'Sanhedrin Yud Zayin Amru, Maya Adoni Moshe Kalim. You remember when Yeshua was very upset about Eldad and Medad was saying, we're Misnabim B'machne, right? Eldad and Medad was saying Nevuah. So you remember that Yeshua says, Adoni Moshe, right? Kalim. So the Gemara says like this: Hatel aleim tzarchi tzibur v'hem kolim aleim. Didn't mean chalila to murder them. Kale means appoint them to positions of public leadership, and that'll be the end of them. Right? That's what the Gemara says. That'll be the end of them. And make him the president of the shul or the gaba or something, and it's just a matter of time, and that'll be the end of them. V'hem kolim aleim, says the Gemara. The cause of al kach b'chedusha agadus. The Gemara writes over there in Sanhedrin. Listen to how the morale ties up a Gemara. Is the im yiyu true the mitzarche hatzibur? Because if you take a Jew and you take away from him his peace of mind, you take away from him his quiet private time, and he becomes ganzen torrid with tzarche hatzibur, right? He's completely preoccupied with tzarche hatzibur. He says leitishra shchina alayim. So he won't be able to connect to the Rabbi Shalom. Because of this Torah, because he's constantly mutrad, he's distracted. His whole life is distracted. So what happens? Because of this, he says, he's so torrid, he could be the greatest guy in the world. He's a mitzvah man. But he's so torrid, he's so vertracht with everything that he can't connect to the Shechina. Ki lekach ikra hanavur he becholim beis hashina. Therefore, the Maral says that the ikra cholim, the ikra hanavur takes place. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was a notable exception, and we will understand in a second why. He says mostly nevuah can take place, prophecy can take place when a person is sleeping. Why is that? Because when a person is sleeping, this world is not making any more noise. The world is quiet. You see, you and I would be big nevim if the world wasn't influencing us, if the world didn't make so much noise. We experience so much turbulence, we can't tune into the frequency of nevuah. Therefore, when a person is sleeping, in that state of sleep, when the world is quiet, then one can experience a higher dimension of reality. Because he's not meshubah to this world. When you're sleeping, you're not meshubah to the world. B'shor she'ein ha'nefesh poini la'asokim shel olam, when your soul is not turned, you're not busy, you're not torrid with things of this world. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was such a madrega during his waking hours. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the spur of the moment. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he lived in this world, but he wasn't a part of the world. Therefore, he was able to live in such a way where he could turn away from the world in a moment. A Jew who is busy with tzarchei tzibur, he doesn't have a moment even at night. And even when he sleeps, it's not a restful sleep. And as a result of that, his ability to experience nevuah is diminished. Footnote 50. Inyan zemavua heiter begrus Hashem ayin beis. V'zelushon. This is what he says in Grus Hashem. Ma'ashe nimse b'Yisrael dovik dibuk shchina v'shefa hanavua al shar umayis. What is this advantage that the Jewish people have, that they have this karech hanavua, which in Kuzri also talks about that? What is this advantage that the Jewish, in Kuzri it's called ha'inyan ha'eloki. Ha'inyan ha'eloki. The godly matter. But it's the same thing. What is this advantage that the Jewish people have? She'ein lehem davar ma'at the umas, that the nations of the world don't have this. They don't have this. In other words, you could have holy men and saints, and people are fasting, and they're going off into the desert, and it doesn't work. It's not happening. Why is this? So he says, k'moishi yesh leminha en leishi ma'ali yaseirim. So the Maral says there in the Gerus Hashem, just like we see, that in the human being, there's a mila, there's a certain point of greatness, there's an advantage. Sheyesh lam ha-seichel. That's the seichel. Al yidei ha-chonah shebehem, al shar bali chai. Therefore, if you could take a dog, and it's a kliger, he's a smart, he's a clever dog, and you're able to get him to bring you your slippers, you get him to stand up a little bit on his hind legs. Sof, there's a behemah. So there's a behemah, that there's a mailah that a Yisrael, that a Baal Seichel has over a behemah. She'en lama Seichel. And if you would tell that behemah, if you tell the dog, listen, you know, you really need to go someplace quiet and think, and you need to work on yourself. You know, you hire a mashgiach for this dog. It's not gonna make a difference. After everything, you're still a dog. They say, am I seeing it from the Rambam? From the Rambam, that I said in shul once, that I don't know if it's true, but you know, it comes from dubious source, but it's interesting. You know, the Rambam often had discussions and debates with the Muslim sages. They were very bright fellows, great philosophers where he lived, and there was a school of thought among the Muslims that believed that animals can be trained to reach madragas and seichel. You have people. They have laboratories also spend millions of dollars to try to get a behemoth to do something. So they believed in that. And the Rambam, of course, the Rambam held it's bechlal not true. That's the first thing he says, in the first thing he talks about in the Shemayna Prokim. Da, you should know nefesh adam achas, that a human being is unique. There was once a banquet of sorts that the Rambam was invited to. And the Rambam was, of course, a big Baruch HaKadosh. So what happened? At this banquet, they made a whole thing that a cat walked out on its hind legs and it serving drinks. They wanted to make a point that, look at this, a cat is able to do such a thing. I mean, the Rambam came with a little mouse in his pocket. The Rambam took the mouse and went back, and rah! And the cat knocked over the whole table and went. So the Rambam says, it seems that the cat still is a cat. So it's not going to change. It doesn't make it the fact that there's a human being, it's a bal seichel, and a behemoth is a behemoth, that's it. He says, and if you think, for a moment he says, if you think that what? That the Jewish people are not uniquely prepared and endowed with the ability to receive prophecy, but this is just something that God popped on him. You know, he just hit him with it. If you think that, he says, if a kiblu asamayla sa'elu ha'loikim and the vuvashchinim kain, gam ken yochaliya shikabla balchai, seichel ha'neshi, then you might think that perhaps, the same way that you think that what, that perhaps it's possible for Nevuah to come in such a way, and that therefore could Nevuah prophecy could be shared with the nations of the world, and they could also have. So it says, then you're the kind of a person that believes that an animal also has seichel, and that an animal can be taught to have a seichel and a she. And the answer is, he doesn't have the capacity for it. He doesn't have it. There are no apologetics here. A guy is not capable of Nevuah, period. And if there's a temporary court order, that for the sake of Yisrael, I'm not getting into the sugi of Bilam's Nevuah, which is a very interesting sugi. But to say that every non-Jew has the capacity to be a Navi, it's the same thing as saying that a Behemah could be a Bal Seichel. And even by the Behemahs, there was such a thing where temporarily a Behemah had something to say. There was such a thing. Talk about Bilam, right? There was such a thing where a Behemah had something to say. I know a couple of behemoths that have things to say. but there was such a metzias of a behemoth that had something to say. But that's not the madrega of a behemoth to talk. So therefore, only an idiot would say behemoths and human beings are equal and they have to be treated equally. Why? Because Bilam had a behemoth that spoke. Therefore, it's a raya that all behemoths have a chanas ha-nefesh al kerech ha-dibur, that they have the ability to speak. It's ridiculous. And a behemoth is a balchai, he's not a medaber. He doesn't have kerech ha-dibur. That vayiftach Hashem is pi osm. I remember when I was a kid and I said something that wasn't particularly bright, my father would always say, vayiftach is pi osm. My father would say that. Look who's talking over here. That's my father's nice way of saying that. A behemoth could also talk and you could also say something, right? Vayiftach is pi osm, Hashem is pi osm. But that doesn't mean he's a human being. So there's no such thing as a navi. He says, "Seichel neshi b'leichanim yuchedes." Avodav is ebevada leitachein. Ukamarchein leitachein shekiblu Yisrael devar me'ele b'leichanim yuchedes benafshon. So therefore, for you to come and say that the Jewish people have there's nothing special about them. God liked them; He gave them the Torah. That's it. He gave them the special stuff, but they're not special. God gave them something special. In other words, God gave them the ability to have. God gave them suddenly without any hachasan. In other words, they don't have the kalim. They don't have the equipment for Nevuah. So the Bnei Shalom was like a nace. And he created Nevi'im. Kibavad Balchai. He's Mimayin Lakabala Seichel Mitzad She'ena Chana Leilazah. Therefore, in the story of the Rambam, the cat, you could try as much as you like, but he's not comfortable with Seichel. Because it's not him. The cat is not about Seichel. It's about Chai. V'lanimtza Chana B'umas L'Torah. Therefore, the nations of the world have no Hachana. They don't have the capacity to receive Torah. They do not have the capacity to receive Torah. I remember years ago I read an article in some newspaper. There's a certain progressive rabbi, he calls himself Orthodox in Yerushalayim, and he once opened up. He had a little bit of a yeshiva. It wasn't what a kind of yeshiva would be comfortable in, but he made it, and he invited 50 Christian clergymen to come and to join them to be chavrusas with the yeshiva boys and to learn some Talmud with the yeshiva boys. And I read an article where they interviewed the yeshiva bachrim, and the yeshiva bachrim, you know, they're young guys, and they say this guy had some political agenda, but the bachrim is straight. And somebody interviewed some of the bachrim who said, I'll tell you the truth, this guy is supposed to be some brilliant guy. He has a shvacha cup. I couldn't learn with him. There's no way in the world. I went over Tyson's 20 times with the guy. Mamish couldn't chaf. And he can't understand Tyson's. can't understand the Rashi of Tyson's. Which even with our most difficult kids, you know, if you chaz 400 times, Mistam will get it. It's just we don't chaz enough for them. But he doesn't have, the goy doesn't have a hachana. He doesn't have the kalim. It doesn't mean to say he's not bright. He doesn't have Torah is not a question of intelligence. Torah requires a hachana elokis. We once learned it. We learned it before we came to this world. He doesn't have that hachana. Kim Yisrael sheyesh la hachana. This is the hachana that a Jew has. This is the hachana that a Jew has. Back on top. Left column. V'gam zeh muchrich loimer. V'zeh ki ha'olam hazeh, he says, the Maral says, this world. Asha boy min b'nei Adam hu olam ha'teva. This is a world that is called the olam ha'teva, meaning the olam, the world of chaymer, of physical matter. That's what this world is. It's a world of physical matter. Ulefichach hadov asher hu tivi. Therefore, the Maral says, that which is bound by the laws of nature. Ro'i shi'imotze b'chol ha'min b'shove. B'mesh ha'olam hazeh hu tivi b'chlolo. The morale is saying that when there are laws of nature that were established to create the mezgeris, a framework in which this physical world will operate, in under those circumstances, it would certainly be unfair to say that this zebra is more chashuv than his friend. That's not fair. Or it would certainly be wrong to say that this rock is more chashuv a rock than the other rock. It doesn't make sense, because in the Olam HaTeva, he says, in that min, so it has its Teva, and in that species of existence, his Teva is the same as the other Teva. It has a different color, it's a different shape, but all it is the sum total of what its Teva is as it was given to it by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. V'im, the next page. V'im yimotze shinur v'hemet ne shinur makaymes. And the fact that you have in this world, so you have things that are in different places. Okay, so here's a different climate, so there's a different type of tree, yeah, this is a different type of rock. That's not considered to be a real difference. In other words, the fact that that something is in a different place and it has different physical properties, that's not a shinui pnimi. It's not a real difference. Aval ha'alokiyis lo yimotze b'shov al But when it comes to godliness, you will find that it's been distributed in a very unequal way. In other words, when it comes to nature is natural. There are certain properties that exist in nature that were distributed throughout the universe. But when it comes to elokus, when it comes to godliness, just like godliness is not part of this natural world, so too the means of distribution was not natural. It's not equal. Because if all human beings possessed godliness equally, if all human beings possessed godliness equally, haya olam hazeh olam nivdal, then this would not be olam hazeh. It would not be this world. It would not be this physical world. Because it would mean that all was godliness. And if all is godliness, that means that this world doesn't exist. It means there's no purpose for this world. Because that state of everything being godliness was before this world was created. It's olam haba. It's not this world. Aval ha'olam hazeh hu olam hateva. Ella, this is a world that's the olam hateva. Ve'enai olam hanivdal. It is not a spiritual. This is not the spiritual realm. And this makes it absolutely necessary, the fact that this is a physical world. In other words, this is the home court of Teva. This is the home court of Teva. Ruchnius, spirituality, is a visitor, is the guest. But this is this place, this world, is an olam hativi. And therefore, elokus is not something which is shared equally in this world, since it's not of this world. In the natural world, things are shared equally. And a chenami. Things are distributed equally. Certain properties, however you want to divide creation into four elements, whatever you like. But things are created in a certain state of proportion. Masha'ena came when it comes to godliness. Godliness is not from the olam hateva. Godliness is a gift. Godliness is something that enters into this world from beyond this world. And therefore he says, this is Mechayim Sha'in Nimsa Elokiyas L'chola Min B'Shov Ki'im Mechelik Mimenu, which is what the Maral was saying at the beginning of what we're learning tonight. That there's a Chelik that's Eloki. There's a portion of godliness. Ki Yaakov is Chelik. That Chelik is what? Yaakov Chevel Nachalosoi Chelik Hashem Amoy. That Chelik is Yaakov Avinu. That's the Chelik. Look in the footnote 56. Begvuros Hashem, Samach Zayin, Hemik, Levoya, Madur, Ef, Shashakol, Ben Eldam, Yub, Shavim, Malosim, Halyoyin. The Maral explains Vaita over there. Why is it that all human beings can't be equal in this Maila? V'chein mi'idach, and also Madur, Mechuyiv, Shiyamot, Sechelek, Elokam, Yimah. Why does there have to be this one unique godly portion? Echad Nivdol, Meroimam, that's exalted and above, Mishar, Am, above all the nations. V'zel, Shining. And if you're going to ask a question, why is it that the Jewish people were chosen, that the Shechina should dwell with them? You should know. You cannot say that all nations are equal. Because in this lower world, remember, this is the home court. This is the physical world. If they would all be equal, it means they would all be equally submerged in the physical world. Because this is a world where there are things that are missing, that are imperfect. If all the nations of the world were the same, if all were identical in their level, that means that every nation in the world, just like this physical world is incomplete, it would mean all the nations of the world share that state of incompleteness. Now that we have a part that is chosen, that is above, that is distinct and different, not all, even though it's true that the Jewish people also walk on this earth, they dwell in this world. There's a portion, just like we said before, the Maral says that the mind is a chelik of the body that's different. Because there can be a part that is perfect. In other words, the world as a whole is imperfect. The Klal Yisrael. Within the imperfect world, there can be a koyach. There can be that seed of perfection. But if all of the world would be exactly the same, if it would be a Yishmaeli, a Ben Esav, and Lahavla Ben Yisrael, if it would be an Irish, a Japanese, Chinese, and a Yisrael, if it would all be the same, that would mean there'd be no way to redeem this world. Right? Ein chovish matir atz mi beis hasurim. We would all be in the same miserable jail of what? Of physical life. It would mean we'd all be bali chisarim. Everybody's incomplete, and therefore no one has the key to the prison. No one can take you out. Now, Vazdar Banishlam created the world in such a way where there's an oilam ateva, and the oilam ateva was given, there was somebody that was given the opportunity to grab hold of the key and to open the door to all of creation. And that chelik is a chelik that has the capacity for perfection. This chelik is not doomed to imperfection. Yaakov and his children. That in this world that mankind is part of that world that's called Tachtayim, the lower world, the physical world. This is the essence of a guy. The essence of a non-Jew, and it doesn't mean he can't be wonderful and fine, and it doesn't mean he can't get some, like the Rambam says, that there's a place that's waiting for a fine guy that's keeping the seven mitzvahs. Fine. Afal pichein ze havayas ha'akum. The life force, the essence of a goy is this world. Hashem is found in this world. Hashem has introduced himself to this world. That means even though the world is imperfect, there is something that is perfect that has entered into the world, that has infiltrated into this world. And that's how Hashem is called Kel Olam, the God of the world.
Once the And Yisrael is finding that Kiddush Shlemus within, so why can't every person have that also? Why does that have to be limited to one section of the...
In other words, the difference, the question now that you're asking, Rav Moshe, is the difference ultimately. Once the Jew has the key, why can't he let everybody out? And if you, yeah, and if in other words, to let
but
everybody.
We're Balei Chisaron also, right? Then we have, in addition to being Balei Chisaron, we have the Key to Shleimus.
We have the Key to Shleimus. So can we, is it possible for us to make this available to the rest of the world? And what the morale is going, we're going to, yeah? Is that it?
Maybe. I'm not,
go ahead, go ahead.
Also, it seems to be the morale saying that it's impossible, it couldn't have been created in a way that everybody had that Key to Shleimus. There would be no way to achieve the Shleimus if everybody would have had the same Chisaron. Why is that? That's the point. That
if everybody would, what the moral saying is that if everybody would have the key, there'd be no one in jail. If everybody would have the key, then it would be a world of malachim. It would be a world of.
But for the Ben Yisrael who has the Chisaron, has the key.
He also has to struggle.
He's not a malach, right?
Right, he's not a malach. The chiluk is that the fact that the Jewish people, the Jewish person, has the hachana, the ability to perfect himself. He has the ability to rise above the prison, to get out of the prison, right? So the fact that he has that, that hachana that he has, is what distinguishes him, is what gives him that ability to provide the world, to give the world the ability to reach a madrega of shleimus that it could reach. In other words, you're right. It would be nice if the whole world consisted of Balei Chisaron, people that had problems and had to struggle, but ultimately they could pass go and collect 200, right? They could find the key. Everything could be okay. So why didn't the Rebbeinu Shel Olam just create people with equal chisroinus, with an equal opportunity to find the key? So the Torah says that really what's happening then, and this is what the Maharal is saying, we have to learn it more. What would happen then is it's the same thing as creating a world of malachim, just one madrega lower. In other words, creating everybody with that equal potential. So if you come back to the human body, if you come back to the form of the human being. Why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create? Why is it necessary to have at all anything besides the brain? If Hashem just wanted to create a sichli, it must be that the Ratzon of Hashem in creating the nations of the world was that they have a tachlis other than Yisrael, and that's what we're going to see with the seven mitzvahs. That the Jewish people have a different tachlis than the Umas Olam. That the Umas Olam are compared to the extremities, to the feet, to the and so on. That they have something that they can accomplish, and that they are needed in this world, and that through them something can be accomplished that cannot be accomplished by Yisrael alone. So it seems that the Jewish people were created alone with what? With the ability to reach that highest capacity of sichli. And with this, the Jewish people can be an or la'amim, a light to the nations, so that the nations of the world can function as healthy arms and legs and organs and so on. But it wasn't a tachlis of the bria that the whole world should be a brain. Because then that's what I meant. Then it would be no purpose in creating the world. There would be no purpose in creating the world. So the different levels of chisroinus, the different levels of shleimus, different levels of tachlis. But we're going to understand more as we go along.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Didn't you see that Kaviyachol Hashem tried to do that in the beginning, that the whole world should be Jewish, and then he put the nation?
When you say the whole nation, the whole world should be Jewish, you could be referring. You're talking about the Ramchal.
Yeah, it's the Ramchal, but this is like the Kuzari, obviously. You
know, right. The Ramchal has a different mahalach, which would be kedai for us to learn, but this is not the time to go. But you're talking about is the Ramchal, but the Ramchal's mahalach was that this was made available. There was the Inyan HaElokei was made available to the world at large, and that there, it seems in the Ramchal that there could have been on the whole there could have been godliness that would have been the portion of all nations of the world. But really, when you learn the Ramchal's Svarim Ba'amkus, and you learn the Klach Pishchei Chachm, and you learn the Ramchal's Kabbalah Svarim, you realize that it can't possibly be that the Jewish people were not chosen from before. There are too many Chazals and there's too much evidence that there was a special Koyach. The only shaila would have been, who would have been Yisrael? When you learn the Ramchal properly, you realize that the issue was not whether there could have been a world that was entirely chosen. That's not an issue. It seems that it was destined that there was going to be a nation that was different, that was special. And the chiluk is that the Jewish people opted for that position, and the rest of the world rejected it. That it was available to others initially, that's true. And maybe it could have been more than one. Maybe it could have been three or four. But whatever. But to say that the whole world could have reached such a madrega, it's not shaykh. It couldn't be. And the too many chazals that contradict it, it's not shaykh. So he says Hashem is called in the footnote. Let's just finish. We'll daven ma'ariv in a few minutes. Hashem is called Kel Olam. V'im kein elokus latachtonim gam kein v'zeh b'chelik mimenu bilvad shenikra shema yisbarach aleihem v'chelik zehu Yaakov v'zaro moshel zeh. If man would have been created without having his flesh and other lower organs and so on, limbs, you wouldn't be able to have the chelik hanichbad, the rosh, the mind, and the moach, the brain. How could that be? Because according to the nature of man, who's created from a putrid drop, that man comes from this from a filthy drop, it doesn't that entire being should be transformed into something which is sikhli, it's a contradiction. Man was created, and there's part of man that is the strongest manifestation of the lower element of his being. But all that is pure and all that is good is reserved for the higher elements of man, his mind and his heart and so on. Aren't all the nations of the world similar? Godliness is not something that can be equally distributed. Therefore, those who said that godliness can exist equally amongst all, he says they're fools. That's here we're going to learn about this much more. So just like we find that in man there are things that are disgusting, there are things that are animalistic in that kaimus ha'adam, so too in creation there's a chilek ha'tayv, there's that part of creation that is holy, that is pure, and there's that and that's Knesset Yisrael, and there's the part of the world that resembles the other parts of the human being that are on a madrega p'chusa, that are on a lower level. We're going to learn Mitzvah next week. We'll be able to get together. No, says Mitzvah. Why not? Yeah, it's not Basa, huh? Yeah. It'll be Shlosh Hashem, huh? Next week it comes out. So we'll be able to get together. We're going to learn is that the Maral explains the seven mitzvahs, the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, why the Sheva mitzvahs and how the Sheva mitzvahs facilitate the perfection of the non-Jewish world to the degree that it can become perfected, which is in the Olam HaTeva. Because he said this is the world, this physical world is the world of B'nai Noach, and how that's different from the world of a Ben Yisrael with the world of Tayag Mitzvah. So we'll continue Mitzvah next week.